They offer, they offer, oh, yeah, we have them. Except the development, government, pretty perfect. But she said, we don't have much money, we don't have to do that either.
They did it.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna, okay. He's like, oh, you're on this. I mean, it's like, I'm gonna pass, you know.
I attached it to the, Houston, he just started that off.
Who was it for?
Complete, Complete.
Oh, you want it, Complete.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't see that, did you give it here?
I just got it at quarter and five, in the stack, that it stays together, the last page, 5 days.
Climate control in the last.
I had it all stapled together.
You must be there, I don't have anything.
I don't have time. What, oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't realize what you're talking about.
Last day.
My office.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, where I park, where my office is, that's where the person. Where I park.
They're gonna send me up where that tree down, so I go, you know. Same guys, we get the. Mark likes it.
Earl, well, I like it, Earl, Mark did.
I know, I don't know.
You know, I thought, no, no, you're fine. Is he even off? Mark in there?
That's on top.
What you have is on. It's a fence, I know, way down on there. For $10,000. You need to go off parking on that?
Hear what he said, no?
Of course he said no.
I would get from my mouth, I know you was, not in the first case, very much.
So that's not too bad.
I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, your work's live, and you put our driveway and our sidewalk patio in.
Or else.
Did you great job? Your folks might have been the ones who did all our concrete.
Well, I know, they're gonna end up in all the pay on Winchester, because Crystal made part of the dunes.
Didn't you sell your house?
They did Marissa, they just paid Marissa.
Mark, I don't have the other group.
I think the guy's name, other than that, was this, Wagner, somewhere on my, and I could say, well, I don't blame him, he's like, Mark, you know, you're gonna go with this trip with.
Who was stealing? Who was?
No, the guy named Wagner from my. Chris said, well, that thing, I said, well, he goes, he's probably in the.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Where'd you go?
You went to Key Lodge.
Sure, that's where I was. Because that just got done.
I'm sure play golf.
I have a group of people here. You would please stand what name says by the way.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence, please. Thank you. You may be seated. Roll call.
District 1, Councilor Lou Lenington. District 2, Councilor Tom South.
Here.
District 3, Councilor Dave Kirby.
Here.
District 4, Councilor Lisa Frank.
Here.
District at large, Councilor Missy Wood.
Here.
You have the minutes of our last meeting in front of you.
Entertain a motion to approve when you're ready.
So moved.
Second.
Been motion and second to approve the minutes. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Approval of agenda, do you have any additions or subtractions?
I have any additions.
I want to add this solid waste thing. We can talk about it.
Let's do item C under new business. Solid waste.
What's B?
Let me add B, street light grant. C would be solid waste. And D, Dave, did you have something?
The bid forms.
D would be bid forms. Any further amendments? Thank you, Messi, for pointing that out. I got that one. There being none, I entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I got one.
Yes.
Put down signs. Like signs for update.
Any others?
Someone who had to be, agenda be accepted.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Public concerns. There being none, we'll move on. The workforce development grant, Bruce Hosier, Ragnoff Economic Development Corporation Director, and I'll preface this by, Bruce is going to tell you what this is. I've heard this and studied it myself. It's through the office of OPRA. I know that it's an important initiative that's been worked on, not just this year, but it's been worked on and perfected, and I think that Randolph County has an opportunity here to collaborate as a whole county with other parts of the county and other cities to really be a unique model for the rest of the state. I think it's worth our attention, and I think it's worth good discussion. So, Bruce?
Well, thank you, Mayor. I appreciate the encouraging words because I agree with everything you said. That doesn't happen very often, Mayor, as you agree everything, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Some of you who were here last year, still on the council, probably remember when we came before this body to request this support funding and leverage of funding. I'll get into what this is about. It's pretty self-explanatory in the narrative that was presented to you tonight. I know you haven't had a chance to really review it extensively, but it certainly piggybacks on our very similarities of what we presented last year. As the mayor stated, this is a Indiana Office of Rural Communities and Affairs grant through the Department of Workforce Development. This grant is to help promote, encourage, and develop workforce development capacity in communities. Some particular communities have went at it from a regional standpoint, others from individual. We really believe, while we certainly have a lot of similarities with our neighboring counties here in this region, we also think that there's a very strong need individually here in Randolph County for this type of opportunity. It's a $250,000 grant, which requires a 20% match. I just presented to Anastasia and I presented this morning to the county commission. They have pledged their support of $30,000. The city of Union City has pledged their support, and we've had several discussions with the mayor, and hopefully tonight the city of Winchester will pledge their support to meet the match. Another financial partner in this, in a different avenue of this, will be the Alliance for Strategic Growth. But we have several partners attached to this initiative, and it's very important to add credibility to this type of initiative by having those partnerships. Randolph County Schools, Winchester High School, Union City High School. Winchester obviously has been a major component for vocational training for the emerging workforce from high school, but certainly what they have out there in the vocational labs is second to no one. They do a great job out there, and this is another part of that to add value to that. We'll be collaborating with Winchester High School, Union City High School, all the high schools in the county to make sure that we far reach this as much as we possibly can. It's not only about the emerging workforce, but about the current workforce also that we're able to really focus on. There's probably 100 different things you can focus on a grant like this into, but you really have to pare it down to 2-3 items that they require you to do. And particularly this grant will be targeting soft skills, vocational, and computer skills. And all those things, the vocational component of that really wraps a lot of different avenues into it, if you will. So we think it allows us to far reach a lot of people. It's a very encompassing process. Through the Randolph Ready Workforce Development Committee, it's the oversighting committee on this through the REDC, which, you know, the mayor is a part of that. Certainly we appreciate his input and attendance at our meetings. We need to make sure we're getting full support and input from the leaders in the communities as you folks are on the legislative body. So this talks a little bit about what this is all about. It's a very collaborative program that leverages, as it says, real-time workforce demand data to generate innovative employee-driven initiatives for training and purpose of increasing the employability of all citizens. And another focal point is the low to moderate income here, because sometimes there's certain sectors of our society don't seem to have access as much to other sectors of our society. So this grant will allow us to target some of those low to mod that really becomes inclusive, if you will, of this grant. So we really like the way this grant far reaches out into the county and in different sectors. You know, Mayor, it's pretty self-explanatory. I would be more than happy to entertain any questions. Anastasia, who's our grant administrator and community development person, will be helping chair this, working with our consultant on this, to chair this. And like I said, it's a very encumbersome process, and it takes a lot of hours and effort into it, but we certainly think it's worth the effort, because it's going to potentially provide some great value to Randolph County and the city of Winchester.
Was it last week, Bruce, we had a meeting with the consultant? And we went through, it was a 2-hour meeting where we went through the budget, and we really nailed down priorities for the spending. And one of the interesting things is that there's going to be a job profiler.
Right.
And this job profiler's responsibilities are to be a liaison between the employers and what they need and how they need, what they need their employees to be trained in, and the actual institution that's training them. So I think that definitely learned a lot from last year that you applied to this year, and it looks pretty solid. And again, I want to remind you that there's no money commitment unless they actually are awarded the grant. And if they are awarded the grant, it's workforce development. I see it coming out of that money. So we would just, I think we're here to answer any questions, and we'd like for you guys to be supportive of it as well. But
if I may,
if you have any questions.
Yeah, Mayor, echo some of your comments. I think the profiler is an important piece of that, because it allows us to really personalize our approach with not only the potential employee and the emerging people coming in, but also the employer. And it really ties that in, gives us a nice oversight and accountability mechanism and transparency part of it. So that's a very important component of it. And we thought that was, we got, even though we weren't awarded last year, it was such a competitive process. I think there was 19 total applicants that included individual counties and regional groups, and they awarded 8. We were told it was so competitive that between the 8 that got it and the 11th that didn't, it was very, very close. But we met with OCRA a couple different times to talk about get an evaluation back from them, maybe some things we can do to improve the process. And we think we have a great plan here, but we believe by, you know, revising a couple things and adding some information that we think it'll even be a better product this year when we submit it. So
will the employers in this area help with the grant, with the match? Will they be part of that?
Yeah, part of their matching, David and Councilman, that's a good question. Part of their match is almost in kind. They'll be participating with us in these training programs to allow accessibility to their workers, and they'll work close with us. And we foresee this as a sustainable program where we lay the foundation through this grant process, through these partnerships. And then our goal on the sustainability side financially is to incorporate those partnerships as we go forward and build the success on this. So the answer is yes on that, but their participation in this is essential for us. And we, Anastasia has been meeting with several different employers around the county, and she's been getting great response from them regarding their participation in this potential opportunity. $250,000 in some aspects doesn't sound like a lot of money, but I think it can be very impactful and add value and help us leverage all the other work we're doing in the county and what you're doing in the city of Winchester too.
Have you talked to any of the five county high schools to see how they're going to participate in this?
Yeah, Anastasia, we started that process last year, meeting with all the high schools and getting their input and their participation. Some of their participation will be allowing us to use on-site venues in different parts of the county, allow better access for people to come where they may not have to travel to Winchester or the other side of the county. So there's a lot of diversification. Our plan's not quite all together yet, but we're almost there. But that's the important part of it, is making sure we have as much broad appeal and inclusion. And the school systems obviously is a very important part of that.
And I'm all for this, but when you say vocational computer skills, what do you guys count as computer skills?
Microsoft Word, the basic.
A lot of the basic things, and also how they can in turn be practical into the workplace on many different levels. So depending on where we reach, you know, whether it's in the manufacturing, and we can personalize that part of through our job profiler to help us identify those needs and then help identify what component of that computer skills and vocational site could be implemented into that. So it allows us, we're not so big here where we can't personalize some of these programs maybe to travel down different avenues to hit computer skills. But the mayor's right, it's a lot of those basic things that people don't get access to every day.
I don't want to only think about the emerging workforce. I want to also consider the 40-year-old,
right.
The 40-year-old who's been from job to job to job, every 6 months a new job, never really acquired any new skill other than manufacturing on a line. The workforce is changing. A lot of it's computerized. A lot of it requires more than just putting a piece together, and they're essentially almost unemployable right now without advancing those skills. And I believe, and I can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this grant takes, what, 70 individuals and put the dollar sign to each one as far as giving them some kind of training to
right.
make them more valuable in the workforce. And I think, you know, I'm going to go on the record here and say this, that, you know, one of the issues that Mars Union had was lack of sustainable employee because they didn't have those, you know, soft skills. I mean, mostly soft skills. When your alarm goes off, first you have to be at work at 6, set your alarm at 5 so you can get there at 6. I mean, I hate to say it like
that,
but it's true.
Very true.
You know, or I know that you have there's an awesome opportunity to go to a concert tonight, but you do have work tomorrow. So just making those choices, I think, helps as well. And not to mention that if somebody shows the capacity for maybe advanced welding, but how do they, you know, they've already got a family started, and how do you take time off from working every day to get trained in advanced welding? Here's an opportunity to do that. I personally think it's a good idea, and I can think of a few people right off the top of my head that would benefit from this opportunity.
Well, I think the soft skills mayor, again, is another important avenue of that. And I think when you balance each of these different avenues we're going to go down to bring them together. But like you said, whether it's 70 or 80 at this particular grant we target, you know, next year can be another 70 or 80 or more as we continue to facilitate this grant process and build this approach on this. It'll just keep bringing in more people, but we have to have a starting point. And this is a great way to help leverage state fundings with local fundings to maximize that approach.
Well, I think this is great. The only thing I would like to see is, and I know Microsoft products are great. I mean, everybody needs them, but it takes 2 weeks to teach people. Mm-hmm. Anybody knows if they have but web design, coding, those are the jobs. Pick up your newspaper, whether it's the Richmond or Muncie, how many are coding? And we can't fill them because we don't teach it.
Right.
We don't teach any of that stuff. And the second thing, Bruce, is, and I'm all for this, is you need to, somebody needs to really be communicating with schools. I don't care what the state mandate says on how many did you graduate, 95%. When 114 came in as the freshman year in the fall, and 84 left this spring, that's not a 95% graduation rate.
Right.
Yes, you can sign them out and say they're homeschooled, but when you send 20 kids out with no high school diploma, and you don't care where, I mean, basically, well, they're out of here, we don't follow them, we need to start tracking those kids, because I guarantee you, I can get a yearbook, and I can go through the freshman yearbook, and I can, half of those are arrests, have been arrested, and they've been arrested for drugs, because they never get a driver's license, they see no hope, they have no high school diploma, they have no support at home.
And I think that's a great point. And I think when you look at the components of these type of opportunities and somebody already established, you know, we really have helped to, I won't say a safety net necessarily, but hope through opportunity, if you will, through these type of programs. And you know, our goal is always to capture 100% of them, have 100% graduation rate and those type of things. But you know, it really is a community issue, and it takes all hands on deck, if you will. And we think this is another way to expand the all hands on deck, is having this collaboration or partnership where we can identify those deficiency areas where we can do better at. So hopefully this will bring value to that.
You know, our high school is not offering construction any longer. Are you aware of that?
I was not.
Mm-hmm. Teacher was. He did a great job, but they didn't have enough kids wanting to take it. And rather than going and they really need to get those kids, boys and girls, and say, listen, this is what you need to be doing. I know it's hard because the state's requiring core 40, and you have to take 4 math classes, have to take 4 English classes, but boy, that's really, it's been a real disappointment.
For us, sometimes it's hard to control what higher entities, whether it's the federal to the state to local, but you know, and those are great points, and I watch that stuff every week too, but from our perspective, you know, we just trying to do the best job we can with the resources we have to provide these opportunities, and hopefully, you know, together we can make a difference. So,
but as far as job creation, that's not just that, right? We're just going to develop a workforce, right?
Yeah. That's job creation, Councilman.
I agree with that. I think that if an employer sees that, you know, you've got a workforce that has done this, it attracts them to this place. And you have good schools, you have decent sidewalks, low crime rate.
And it's a process, right? I mean, these kind of...
You can't buy jobs. I mean, I think Indiana spent last year average of $40,000 per job in economic development. I mean, there comes a time where you have to invest in, you know, your humans. You can build a shell building and try to sell it, try to lure your tax payments to bring in a manufacturing facility to create jobs. But we've seen where that's at for a while.
Qualified, skilled human capital is one of the best assets you can have as far as the economic development health of your community. So. But my office is always available to you, and Anastasia will help. You know, she's very in-depth with this, and certainly going forward, we're going to have, and the mayor is part of it, but we're going to hold this accountable. You know, this isn't just put it out there, and then, you know, we're developing measurable results and stuff, how we can track these things. To your point, Councilwoman, how we can track these things to bring value to it. We're not just interested in creating a program. We're looking for sustainability and success in this. So
I've had 3 people just in the last month say, we're trying to hire people, and people, they come, they work a day, and they never show back up. They come,
soft skills,
they
right?
One time. They come, they work 2 days, and won't come back after that. You know, they can't pass a drug test. I think this is important.
But how would this program help some people?
Well, if you're teaching soft skills, and if you're giving them a skill, like if you take a 30 or 40 year old or whatever, and you teach them skills they didn't have before, and I'm not trying to single out women, but you do find some women who got married or had children, suddenly there's no man in their life, and they need to have skills. What do you do if you didn't have any? Well, I mean, what do you do if you, you know?
So if you're Mark Jr. and get these 2 people say, well, I've got all these skills. Chris asked somebody to push a button on this. I'm not knocking the program,
no.
But I've been a manufacturer. I've been a life manufacturer for 3.5 years. I really didn't care, but then I just knew that they were willing to work every day, get to work on time, and do the job like I asked them to do. That's all I cared about.
That's just getting to work on time and working with your neighbor and not starting a fight in the cafeteria. And seriously, I mean, this is what they tell me happens out there. That's a third of what this program is teaching.
But why should we have to teach them to do that?
Because if not, we don't have jobs.
Who's going to teach them?
Well, you should teach yourself, miss.
If we come in and say, we have all these people that want to work.
I'm not against the program.
And when you have boredom, you go to drugs.
I'm for the program,
but I'm kind of like Mo is on that. We're two old people here. Every place I ever worked, they taught me the assault skills, not the first day.
But today's kids don't.
Oh, they're different days.
Well, society has. We always know the biggest inevitable thing in life is change, right? Whether it's professionally, personally, whatever the circumstances are, and things have changed, and it requires that we're able to adapt to change. And even though keeping those core values and those core principles that we have to drive these type of things are important, and that's what we're trying to do. And you know, listen, it is tough to solve all society's problems. We're not going to do that with this grant, obviously, because there's personal responsibility in people. You know, they like council.
Coaches do it every day. Doug Fletcher does it every day. You think all those kids he brings in there are top-notch kids?
I don't think so. Missy, they want to do that.
No. You know what, though? I heard a story over the weekend that a boy, there was a child who was made fun of because of the position he wanted to do in that band.
Yep.
And his folks were some of those that made fun of him about it. And he said, well, what would you rather me do? Go play in the band or go sell drugs? Because I know where to get some drugs and go sell them at. And he chose the band because somebody got to him and said, it's okay.
We may not be able to reach them all, but every once in a while we're going to reach one, two, three, and beyond. And I think it's worth our effort to do it together.
I really am. I don't know where we start on this. But Sean, my mayor and I have talked about this before, and Dave and I have talked about it. And Lisa, I think we did too, when I said, you know, I got that yearbook out and said, what happened to all those kids in the senior class? And it's not just this year. Kids have trouble. Well, there was a gal who was an honor student who graduated, both her parents died of cancer. 8th grade and sophomore year. So, you know, you can teach kids, and she didn't come from the best of families. You can make a difference, and somehow we got to try something. Because you do look at that. I know Lisa would know those kids in that class probably, you know, but you do, and you see arrest records, and you go, there was a kid who dropped out.
Right.
There was a kid who dropped out. We got to put maybe for a reason.
This is an opportunity to get $200 back from the state where we only have to throw in $10,000 of edit money. I think, Vicki, how much do we get a month in edit funds?
$16,000
in edit funds a month. So, we're going to have to move on here pretty soon with this.
I don't have anything else.
Okay, are you looking for
As you all know, we're under the timetable, and we'd like to get a commitment if we could. I'm not trying to put any undue pressure on anyone, but we would like to get a commitment at least that you guys will be a funding partner in this collaborative
project. I think that I would take this out of that money, but I sure would like to have the council's blessing on it. And if you have any major concerns, I think maybe we can talk about it after the meeting. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mayor.
Council,
thank you.
Okay, let's go into unfinished business. Leasing the clubhouse update. You want me to make a recommendation? Are we going back to the workforce development grant?
Well, do you want me to pull you on the way? I think it'd be a good idea to go on record.
Sure.
I'd like to make a proposal that we support the Workforce Development Grant for 2016 with the sum of $10,000 to go forward or our percentage or our, you know, that we would support that. I don't know how to put it into words because it's not an ordinance, but I'm for it.
Second.
It's been motioned and seconded to support the workforce development grant. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Thank you for your leadership. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce. Okay, Beeson Clubhouse update quote. Mo, you got this one, or?
Yeah. We've already got, okay, cut the tree down.
We'll push.
Was that okay to do the fence? That was okay at the last council meeting. Well, I didn't have enough bids to satisfy everybody, so we've increased, I don't know, we must have half a dozen bids on demolishing the building. The side there. And they all range from $5,200 to $3,450, the lowest one. Which the lowest one was Burton Excavating here in Winchester. Now, the nice thing about Bill's bid is that he's willing to take all the stuff inside the building and sell it, and if there's any money, he'll give it back to us. Because there's what, must be 35, 40, 55 gallon drums in there. There's all kinds of junk in that one side, refrigerator. So he'll even take the bicycles. If you just take the ones you need, he'll take the rest of them. And he's selling.
Right, well, that's like I was telling. I've already made arrangements to meet with Bill Long this week. I've already made arrangements with Bill Long this week to get down and look at
that's
it.
That's fine. Okay.
So
we get rid of
it. Yeah, they're going to be gone. But, I mean, my concern is
when
they're gone, they're not going to quit coming. So I don't know where I don't know where I'm going to put them after that.
Well, but sure,
we need to discuss that bar, the old cart bar, all kind of stuff's in there. Maybe
it's cool.
Do you have a surplus sale with all that rubber mulch and anything? Then we'll get some of that, ready some of that stuff that's been in there. I mean, is it legal or possible?
I don't know.
I mean, if that stuff's been sitting there for 5 or 6 years and...
Did that get declared as not safe for children? The tire, recycled tire mulch stuff?
No, they still use it in paper.
You hear that?
We'll find some place for them.
There's a lot of junk down there we can put in a dumpster.
I don't know if there's surplus sale. I don't know if we've had, I've been around the department. I don't know if there's enough stuff for a surplus sale this time. I mean, it's a lot of surplus.
I think you'll have junk.
A lot of it's just junk.
Yeah. And if Bill will take them, that's fine, just so we get rid of them. I don't care.
Yeah, but sure, we can start looking at that card barn.
We sure can put them somewhere. We could probably put them out there. It's a wasteful ground somewhere, you know, where they'd be out of the way. I don't know. We could have searched all kinds
of things. I don't care as far as where.
When a bicycle, like, how'd you get those bicycles?
They've all been recovered. They're recorded here and there.
So what, if I get my bike stolen, so do I just come back and say, hey, we found my bike?
Yeah, yes.
And then if you find it the next 6 months, you call me and tell me you found it?
Yeah.
Or do I just keep checking back and wondering?
No, yeah. I mean, because we're put it in the computer.
Yeah.
And then when we find one, we'll check the computer, the property page. And if it matches, then we'll call who it matches. What we end up with those is the ones that haven't stolen, never reported stolen,
yeah.
And never come up and look for them. They go back out to Walmart and buy another $100. Well, kids buy them, go out there and get them for $50.
Yeah, still somebody else.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the bids. They're all, the littlest one was just like Burton was. It's from Mars Landscaping and Farmland that I got. And it was just the amount of the building and all off. And just like Bill was, but Bill's going to take the everything out inside, which I thought was a good idea. Mm-hmm. So same price as the lowest one we got was Bill Burton's and this other guy. But Bill's gonna, he's locally, and he can take all the stuff out of the building. So man, and then he decided that the
So we need to vote on that?
I make a motion that we accept Burton's bid for the demolition of the Beeson Clubhouse. Second.
It's been motioned and seconded to accept Burton's bid. The demolition of Beeson Clubhouse. Any further discussion?
Not Beeson Clubhouse.
No,
the old pro shop.
Yeah, we need to probably make sure.
Let's go with the amount for record.
$3,450.
$3,450.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Then the next thing was the paving as a parking lot. We had the one from a gentleman named Andy Brown from down Newcastle. His bid was $3,500 to redo the parking lot, but his bid was $24,000 to do that street
come back.
The parking lot's getting sealed, not paid.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Sealed.
Well, if you read their bid, you can see what they're going to do to it, whatever it is.
Well, just so we're clear on that, I'm actually...
So, anyway, whatever you want to do, we can go, their bid to seal it and restripe it was $6,800, which is twice what you got Newcastle on it. But you got to throw in the fact that if we do the street that the mayor wants to do, they're only bidding $14,000 to redo that, to pave that whole street there. And it's just, he's reading his bid, he puts an inch and a half of asphalt down, 2 inches underneath, and so if we go together with them, it's around $20,000. If we go with the guy from Newcastle and we do the same thing, it's $27,000. So it's whatever you want to do.
I just cannot believe for $14,000, that is a long hour.
No, he looked at, called him today.
It's not very wide.
No, matter of fact, I called him today, missed him, made sure that's what he was going to do, and he said,
well, looks to me like they're going to put 3.5 inches on it.
Whatever.
They're going to put 2 inches of hot mix, an inch and a half.
But if they don't put a gravel base underneath it.
That's already going to...
If you read, he says he's going to mill it down somewhere, or right there.
At the end, each end of the alley.
What we...
Not the whole thing. Just end of each, at the end of each, it says mill butt joints on each end of alley.
If you would like, we have estimates out for different paving projects throughout the city. And we can put this out for estimate too, for all the people, and then we get a comparison, but I don't know, it might be right on, it might be right there, it might not be, I don't know. But it seems like if there's one company that comes in and does a lot of work, they might be able to do that for cheaper since they're already here, you know what I'm saying?
So what do you want, you just don't want to do the parking lot and just like so?
All right, yeah, we can always come back and do. Are you saying that these two quotes are together? Like this price is...
No, they're separate. You can do, we can use the other one separate. The parking lot, which is 60, oh, let's say 6,800. Or you can use a guy from Newcastle for 34 or 3,400.
He wasn't going to stripe it, right?
Like, yes, sir.
He was going to stripe it also?
Both of them were going to stripe it.
Why would go with...
And bear right back like it was with the two handicap spots in front. We're going to restripe it just now.
I would go with the lesser bid, because maybe just putting a hot tub down on there.
I just went and done it.
I make a motion, we take the, who is it now?
The A&amp;B paving.
The bid from A&amp;B paving for the amount of...
$3,324.
$3,324.
Something like that.
Second that.
It's been motioned and seconded to accept the bid from A&amp;B paving for $3,324. Any further discussion for the Beeson Clubhouse parking lot? Good, we have done. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
And the last thing is the siding itself. And I don't know if you get your bids that I gave you last time, but the one, there was one for $16,000, one for $18,000, and then there's one for $36,000. But I called the guy, his name Moats, Smoke Fazell, he lives in Lynn. And I said, we just want all the bids to be the same. Just what would you bid the siding? So he resubmitted the bids for me. So we got three bids on the siding. One's from Highland, I guess that's Kurt from around here in Winchester, did bid $16,000. The other one's from Rodney, or Robertville Roofing and Parker, his bid's $18,900. And the third one's the guy from Lynn, that's $18,649. So again, you can pick what you want. If I was doing it, and because I've dealt with this guy from Lynn, he probably would do a better job, because he's really conscientious about all this stuff. And if he did the bathroom for me, put a new furnace in for me, and he does a good job.
So that's just siding, not the soffit?
No, that's everything.
Everything.
Is it covering
the windows, covering everything?
Yes.
I'm just asking.
Okay.
So is it, how about those TV antennas? Is somebody going to take those things down and get those?
Take them down. We don't need them.
No, because those look kind of junky.
Yeah.
And then how about replacing the two windows in the back?
I'm going to do that. Yeah. I think both all them quotes said we're going to repair them. But then two windows in the back.
How about the one guy so much higher than double? I mean,
He quoted a few more things.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah, on the $36,000?
Yeah.
Well, he was gonna redo the electrical line, he was gonna do all the stuff, his bid wasn't apples to apples, it was more than, because I asked him to do more, because I thought he was gonna get everybody to do that, Kurt wouldn't do it, and Rodney wouldn't do it, so that's it.
They wouldn't do the...
Right, they couldn't do what he did, because he's also a carpenter, he's everything, he's sort of like a general in the head office, he's a good guy.
Pilot says he'll wrap all windows, doors, and posts with metal, take down gutters, fix fascia boards, put soffit, and wrap...
The windows.
Something with metal, fix rotted wood on basement windows and put metal siding over it, put new siding and gutters on the building, replace roof on entrance to basement. Ronifer says installing new siding, wrap, vinyl siding, fascia, metal, soffit, and wrapping all the windows and columns, front and side door overhangs will have new soffit underneath them. And the other guy says this bid is to include soffit on the porch after leveling ceiling, siding, the whole structure and wrapping windows and point and painting any other surfaces that are exposed. The building needs certain repairs even to install the siding windows with will have to be built out and wrapped north and south ends back on overhang so that the siding transition will be awkward if the prep work isn't done.
That new roof, is that shingles or standing? Standing shingles.
For what? The roof?
Roof shingles.
Roof shingles?
No.
And you're not doing the roof, right?
No. But we do have to repair the roof. And he will, and again, I'm not selling you this guy, I'm just telling you, he will repair the roof because on the south end of that, I was at 56, we talked about it today. I went and looked at it again, on the south end of that, where the men's restroom is, it's leaked there. It's not leaking now, but you can see where it's all stained. And what causes that is where that fireplace went burnt, and it didn't flash right. And it didn't cover right, so it worked.
It's been leaking for a long time.
Pardon?
It's been leaking for a long time.
And it put on what, 7? The roof was put on an 07, so it's only 9 years old.
How about the door?
Well, the doors, we're going to have to do this separately, because all we wanted them was sided, but we got bids on the doors too somewhere. We can do the doors.
You might need to replace the doors first, then you do your siding.
I thought you did it somewhere, I don't know. Wherever they are.
Probably a good idea, that's one.
Here's the clubhouse, these are the bids for the doors. One of them, anyway.
This is from Codwood, Edwards, replace door, side light, and frame on south side of the building. Demo existing door and frame, replace with new, remove all rubbish, caulk and insulate. And that's for $1,157.
That's a new door request.
And then this one is all good construction. Replace 36-inch, 9-pane exterior door on south end of the clubhouse for $365.
The ones on the west side need reflects too. Yeah,
we can get bids on them too, but I just
guess I assume you're talking about the $50 door.
Yeah, that would be my concern.
Now, they used good doors, they did the one at the shelter, and they got the steel.
All good does. They do good work.
Yeah, they do. And all good do good work.
They do.
Well, yeah, they did all the shelter work.
Sure.
What do you do first? Do you put doors in, or do you sign it and then put doors in?
I usually put doors in first.
Doors in first.
Yeah.
Because you'll have to wrap the doors.
Because if you don't, because the J-channel will go around the floor.
They're just wrap the frames around the doors.
Wrap the J-channel.
Put the J-channel up around the door.
The J-channel the doors, and then you strip replace the door. They're out there, the door casing is out. I don't care.
Normally they do tend to
Pull
the casings out.
Most of the time.
Most of the time you buy them pre-hung.
Yeah, because they're pre-hung.
Yep.
I make a motion that we accept all good construction bid, $365 for the doors.
That's only the door,
at least. For the doors only. That's all this one is, too.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they both have just one.
Yeah. They did the work on the inner part.
Yeah.
I second that.
To approve all good for the door.
Do something different.
Any further discussion?
That includes the side lights too, doesn't it?
Replace door, side light, and frame.
Yeah. This is just replace the door.
But the door comes with a frame. You're not going to put it on the hinges. The door, you take the frame out, You put a new, the door frame in, don't you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so this...
$300. Wait a minute, before you take that bid, accept it, you got to figure that that's just for one door.
Well, so is the other one.
I know, I'm just saying, that's $365 for one door. We'll want all three doors replaced, right? So that would be around $1,000, but here's another point. If we just say we'll go limit to $365, you don't go pay one door.
Can you change your motion to make it all three doors replaced?
Yes.
At that price?
And then my motion that we ask All Good Construction to replace all three doors at the price of approximately $365 per door.
The motion has been amended to replacing all three doors at the price of $365. Is there a second?
Each.
Motion and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor then, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
I'm getting back to this.
Well, now we're going to go back to siding, right?
I think they're almost done.
Where's the one that was approved?
Mark that one.
No, we haven't done that one. We didn't approve that one. We approved the tear and offset.
Tim, tell him to get with our siding contractor time-wise, the doorman.
Well, we don't have to do that.
Just have him coordinate that with them so that they don't get in each other's way and that they want him to replace that first.
The doors, I guess, have to be put on first. I don't understand.
I thought they did.
And they said, you said, and they did it, okay.
So they didn't do the doors first and...
Well, you can contact these gentlemen, these individuals for telling them that you want, they've been awarded the bid. Tell them that we're getting sided and we're getting new doors. What do you recommend goes on first? If they both agree on it, then say, okay, then we'll call you back once the doors are in or once the siding's up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, and thanks. Once you decide on the siding, whoever does the siding, then I got nothing to say.
Just one more.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion, we accept the bid from Complete Climate for the siding of the building and some repair work that needs done. It's for $18,649.
Motion to approve. I'll second that, I guess.
Wait a minute, I got a quotation on that. If you'll see at the bottom of that, he requires half the money now. So, if that makes a difference, I don't know.
Do that.
We don't need that half.
Do you want to do that?
We can pay
him as he goes along. We cannot pay him as well.
Yeah, because he's got a bill on it.
So if he wants to come in and show the bill, absolutely.
Okay, fine. Yeah, then go ahead. He'll do that. I'm good.
So it's been motion and seconded to accept Complete Climate bid of $18,649 for new siding. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
So in the end, and then I'm glad this thing's over, but in the end, the ones I talked to said that we want it done by the end of September. I mean, I don't want to wait until the winter. Because the reason I say it, because somebody couldn't get on the pump crew until the middle of September. So, you know, we're going to do it the way we're going to do it, like doors and first and so forth and so on. But the date would be having all done by the end of September, if that's all right. I mean, we'll do it as fast as we can.
Pardon? I'd give them a little leeway October 15th.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, they were shooting for the end of September. Yeah. If they overrun that, they can overrun that, but...
Yeah. Okay. All right, very good. The next two items are ordinances that are both on second reading. We had a reading, first reading, last meeting. It is ordinance number 2016-15, the ordinance to amend the Texas Unified Zoning Ordinance of Randolph County, Indiana. I entertain a motion to
so have second reading.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to have the second reading of 2016-15.
No.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those in time.
Ordinance number 2016-15, an ordinance to amend the text of the Unified Zoning Ordinance of Randolph County.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve 2016-15. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
I make a motion we suspend the rules and have the third and final reading of ordinance number 2016-15 by title only.
Second.
It's been motioned and seconded to suspend the rules and have ordinance number 2016-15 read by have the third reading by title only. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ordinance number 2016-15, an ordinance to amend the text of the Unified Zoning Ordinance of Randolph County.
Motion to approve.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve ordinance number 2016-15. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Item C is ordinance number 2016-16, amendment to salary ordinance number 2016-3. Second reading. Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. You have second reading of ordinance number 2016-16.
By title only.
By title only. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ordinance 2016-16 and ordinance to amend ordinance 2016-3 to conform to appointed officers and employees of the City of Winchester and Lieutenant providing official compensation to certain elected and appointed officers of the City of Winchester and Lieutenant Indiana for the individual behavior and offenses.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Then motion and second to approve. Second reading of ordinance number 2016-16. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Would you like to do the third reading? If so, you'd like to suspend the rules.
Okay, thank you, everybody. We good?
Yep.
I'd like to make a motion that we have ordinance 2016-16, amendment to salary ordinance by title only for the third and final reading.
But we'll have to suspend the rules.
I thought I did that.
No.
I didn't put that all in that gibberish. Hey, let's suspend those rules. What do you think to do that? Do you want me to say that all again?
No, I got it.
All right.
So moved.
Second. Your motion and second to suspend the rules on favor signify by saying aye.
I was getting prideful. That's what happened. I said it good.
Ordinance 2016-16 and ordinance to amend ordinance 2016-3 fixing salaries of appointed officers and employees of the City of Winchester and Randolph County, Indiana, and providing additional compensation to certain elected and appointed officers of the City of Winchester and Randolph County, Indiana for the year beginning January 1, 2016.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been motioned and seconded to approve the third reading, ordinance number 2016-16. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes. That's the hard part of the game.
Take break.
Thank you. Street light on Water Street and new business. I'm not against it. I just wanted to bring it to council. I had a counselor bring this to me, my attention. Currently, no one lives on that street, but there are some kids. There are people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's four houses on there.
Okay.
Two of them.
Hmm?
There's two of them lived on.
Three of them.
Oh, there's three of them.
There's one empty.
But you want it back on the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that Clark East Fence? Is that Clark East Fence?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The next
street.
Oh, where
all those new ones are. Used to be the guys. Used to be called the guys.
I just had one of the residents that live out there said that there's a lot of traffic and they go down and they sit in the cul-de-sac because nobody can see them. And he doesn't know what they're doing, but they said that they would feel a little bit safer if they were
checking the keys
out. If they were a light, just at least down there until.
Well, unless it's changed, it's probably the police department.
Hmm.
Unless it's changed from when I worked there, it's probably the police cars.
Well, no, they said that it was other people.
Well, Chief and I, a couple months ago, we drove around at night and we did a street light study, and we named 12 street lights throughout town that we thought could or areas that could be used streetlight.
Right.
And we'll add that to the list. And I think, Dave, what I tell you is going to be about $10.
About $10 a month.
They doesn't get up.
Yeah.
And that's considered a district.
So,
what's the $10 on?
Okay. You got to put them in, right? It costs a...
No, they put them up for you. Yeah, just so they can...
Are you doing those plastic ones again?
No, it's just like a regular...
Okay.
Is there any opposition to putting a streetlight on Waterview, those folks?
Yes.
No, not for me.
Okay.
We'll add it to the list and get it down, okay?
Thank you.
Bring me to item B, streetlight grant. I was informed, say Monday, either today or Friday, that we were awarded $89,000, from USDA for a streetlight. A match would be needed from the city. This would include 7 lights, laser installation, all that is included. We don't have to take it, but we were awarded if we wanted it. We need a match, and it'd probably be between $45,000 and $50,000. So, just throw it out there. We applied for the grant. It doesn't cost me anything. But it would cost us if we wanted it, but it's $89,000 per month if we chose to add to the lights. I was thinking on Greenville Avenue, that would kind of connect the corridors for the new part of, I call it the new part of town, where Walmart, Taco Bell, El Carriton, down Greenville Avenue that would connect to 32. Eventually would connect to the new Union Street project that's coming in, starting in 2017. We don't have to do anything with it tonight at all. Just want to bring it to your attention. I just learned about it. Either yesterday or today.
So how do you get somebody that we don't have to pay installation or pay for a light out of Waterview, but we have to pay for lights every
Good question.
Because this is a USDA grant for a certain type of light. It's considered economic development.
It's the same
stuff
we got downtown.
It's a little bit of history on
the left. Why don't we have the same people who are putting the light up for free?
Because it's not an economic development area. Waterview is not an economic development area. It probably would not attract where that's located in Waterview. It would probably not attract somebody coming to Winchester saying, wow, I really want to locate here.
These are nice.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I just was confused. I thought, why do you go free?
It is fancy lights. Yeah.
Not plastic.
They are fiberglass, actually.
They're fiberglass.
And it's LED light.
Yes.
And it would require some infrastructure. You have to lay the wire. There's no wire out there at Greenville Avenue. So, I mean, you get 7 lights for more than $100,000. But we don't have to do anything with it. We'll know more about what our match is. I'll know more about once I delve into it, but I just learned this grant. I'll have a better presentation for you then, okay?
I do think lights help. I think it makes an area look nice. At Summer's Point, they put lights, their own lights. I like those lights.
Much nicer.
So I just want to bring it up to you. There's no action that's needed on that. So let's move into item C, solid waste. No? Would you like to talk about today?
Well, I will, but you can finish it because you know as much as more than I do. Anyway, we're on the solid waste committee, and Sean and the county council. Anyway, they are interested in, and I'm not sure how to put this, but you, like I said, I'll put it the way I understand it. They're willing to put dumpsters out here, right? And they're going to relocate a center for recycling things. And what they would do then, once they get the dumpsters out there, we'll have somebody manning it. They're not free. You have to pay for whatever you dump in the dumpster. But the dumpsters will be put back in there.
Back in where?
Oh, okay. It's called a transfer station. There's multiple transfer stations around the state that Best Way does.
Yep.
You can Google Best Way and you can scroll down and it'll say transfer station. I think Kokomo may have one. Basically,
It's an alternative driving all the way to MoDOC, to the landfill. What this would also mean is that we could start charging, the city of Winchester could start charging lease to Solid Waste Management District and Solution Solutions, which is currently out in Burton's, west of town, which they say is a little bit out of the way. It's hard to get people to know it's even out there. This would be one central location. Solid Waste Management District, we just extended Shauna's contract now to 30 hours. We could give her an office out there. We could move some stuff around. There's all kinds of ideas of how to fit the street department, solid waste, fire training out there in that big property. But we would have to start talking to people who's already out there, make sure that we're not encroaching on what you guys need. If we have to build another lean-to or another structure out there to move you guys east or a solid waste management district in the window spot, what we have to do, we're not sure. But it was told to us finally today. We would have brought this to you a long time ago. We started actually talking about it, I think, back in March, once we closed the dumpsters and we're seeking ways to resolve all of this. But we finally heard back from Danny Tinsman that he would be interested. He finally said he would be interested in setting up a satellite dumping station because he would make money doing it. And I think that it would be a win situation, not only for the residents of Winchester who are looking for places to get rid of their trash, it would be a win for us by not giving away free dumpsters to the city, because not everybody. So you understand what I'm trying to say.
So who would man it?
And it would also be, It's a county. So basically, Dave, what happens anyway, every time a truck goes to the landfill, they're charged a tipping fee.
Right, $20.
Yeah, and so half of that money goes to the Solid Waste Management District, the other half goes to the county highway department. So every time we were dumping a dumpster, it was charged a tipping fee, and half of that would go back in the Solid Waste Management District to promote recycling. The other half would go to Randolph County Highway Department to fix the county's highways. So we did the right thing by shutting down the dumpsters, and now we're looking for ways to make this better, more realistic for our residents and even the county. I would invite the county to come in and use the dump, because we could somehow, we would benefit City of Winchester by providing the space. We would make sure we benefited.
So we're going to charge the
part. We charge. We don't charge.
And but we would charge. We would lease the space.
Right.
Yeah. And they will.
Space to the solid waste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I think you meant just to go and use the dumpster.
Now we don't know the price of that yet. We haven't negotiated anything. But we finally today got the nod from the person.
I thought we were going to charge people when they went out there to dump.
They're not doing solid waste.
Yeah,
we're going to charge solid waste. And two more to another thing, Mayor, was that. The solid waste office there on the South Main Street. Mm-hmm. The chairman of commerce or somebody wants to move in the right. But they're going to have to move out to any
foundation.
The foundation, whatever, they're going to move. And so they're going to put more space in it. This would be more than what you need. So I'm sure we can find a place at the street department.
And the other thing is that you left, they told me, they said that they would really appreciate our recommendation because they want to go forward with this thing. And they want our blessing on that. That's very important. We understand that. It's something that could happen or benefit us. I don't think it's going to
this thing, we have been discussing this for a few months now. Probably not be excited tonight, but I think Mo and I would like to be able to go back to our next meeting, which we have those monthly meetings at the beginning of the month, on Mondays, to go back to at least either tonight or by the next meeting to say the city council is supportive of this idea. Let's figure out the details.
And you can think about it if you want, but I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. I would make a motion and we would just recommend that this happens.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend a satellite station, a reorganization of the police department area for solid waste management. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
I have a question. Where are you talking about putting their office?
Their office?
Where yours is.
It would be, well, you've got that big conference room. We could put a, what do you call those?
Partition.
Partition.
Yeah.
And that could be a solid waste management area. The fire training center is not the only people who use that off that big conference room. They've got funds where they could have their conferences up here. So that's one idea. The detail, look, we're a long way from this happening. But there are issues that need to be resolved, and it's you know.
But she just wouldn't require much room. I mean, so she said, right? She just.
She wouldn't need.
Have you considered doing it out at the animal shelter, where they got that big cement pad they could set them dumpsters on and?
Would, but you'd have a lot of traffic through town.
Way back in there.
I guess going down Old 27 through Main Street.
It wouldn't be a bad area.
And also, the other thing is that
you keep that sort of traffic off the main highway coming through the center of town.
But that where it is at the where we want to put it, that's the central located. I mean, you're talking about the city coming over here, and the land coming over here. You know, and then you go all the way back to that. You know, I could consider that, but I would say.
Anyway, supposed to came and dump something, you give them a free kitten. They came and dumped something, you give them a free kitten.
Right, right.
Just hide it in the car and don't tell them until you know.
Well, again,
we just need to get zero.
Everything's on the table right now. We're just looking for a.
We're kind of like a research committee.
It is, yeah.
But us saying, let's look.
We need an office if you put it out there.
So we have the recommendation. Thank you very much. Let's go to item B, bid forms.
Would it be possible for us to make up a bid form for all jobs? And on this bid form, when we ask for bids, that everything exactly as we want it be listed. And then when they give us a bid, we have that to go back on. Well, no, this is what you bid on.
So it's uniform.
So it's right. Uniform.
Sure.
Would that be possible?
Sure.
You just make specifications
for each
thing that you want
to
do.
Right. You have to.
Each project.
Example, just like the piecing, you'd have to enter and say, well, the window needs replaced. And,
right.
You tell them what you want them to do.
But this way, we're telling them exactly in writing what we want that. You know, there's no, you know. It's right there in writing.
I guess I'm not visualizing how a universal form would solve that problem unless, and I'm Sandy Craig.
First of all, it has contact information. I mean, they get a copy of it. It has the city of Winchester contact, just like this line. But we have it, you know, whoever they need to contact or what date, you list a date. It's tight. You have a form, it's a template, but then you have to type in what you want. Mm-hmm. And somebody's going to have to go out and say, yeah, we want a chain link fence, 4 feet high, 100 feet long. You put that on there. And they all know exactly. This, we're not going to have you tell us how many posts to put in there. We've determined, whoever has determined, like if it's Frank and he needs some work done, he just tells them somebody types it up, and then you give it to everybody who bids on it. Mm-hmm. So they all know and contact information.
Yeah.
And
I think for every job, that's what he gets. I thought you would hand that to the contractors anyway.
I don't think
you can generate a generic form though for every single thing that could ever come up.
You just have to type in the specs you have. Leave the form blank and then type in new fence.
We have that for our sidewalk request, and we have that for our office will do that. Sure. We have those things.
Yeah. That way it's not working out. It's not Mo talking to Burton saying we want this done and me talking to.
So it's just a matter of
somebody saying this is what we've done. It's all right there on paper.
It's just a matter of making a request.
You can do that.
They've got it. All right.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Great.
Cool.
Move on.
Okay, item E, signs.
Just a thought, there's two things. It doesn't say who's the mayor of the city, and it used to on the signs on both of those. And the second thing, this is just, I'm just bringing this up.
Hank, can I answer that real quick, the first one? Interestingly, I just got back the proposal from Jessica Braun, who just sent us signs today.
Okay.
So we're on.
Okay, and you do have the Randolph Central signs, okay? And they're working on that.
The same person who did the Randolph Central signs that stand vertically, same person I got those.
Well, then while you're at that, and talking to that same person, the band has won the state championship, state fair band championship, you know, throughout the last 4 years, and it's, I mean, Doug told me today, I mean, I'm not saying here, I'll jinx him, but anyway, I just would like to request that we consider putting state championship signs. I was noticing as I went through Burn someplace to, yesterday, and then into Carmel where they have a state band championship, where they have a state championship, and I would like to see that done entering and exiting the city, but that's, I mean, I would live with.
Well,
but it is a state championship. Even Monroe Central has it on their school grounds over there, and we don't have anything to show our state championships. I think it kind of would look nice. And
so what I had her design is a sign that looks like this. I mean, much, much more professional. That's the steel. A circle, because we're, you know, unified and together from. Underneath, it's a marathon by, and then so you're on two posts, and you can actually, I will take this off just in case these signs hold up for a long period of time and I'm no longer mayor. So down here on this rung, you put Mayor Schonbeier, and then on the next rung, you put the Force's logo,
right.
State Fair Band Champions, the Force, whatever year they're in.
Okay.
You know, who else from Winchester has gone on to be an All-American in NCAA or won Olympic gold? Whatever that may be, that we decide to do. Absolutely.
That's cool.
And we can get that done.
Huh?
Exactly. You just put them on rungs all the way down, and it celebrates who we are. Every interest except for 27. That'd be really hard to do on 27 because of the state high right away. But we can do it on the other six entrances.
Well, they did it on 27. They did it in Decatur or Burn.
We could have done it on our gateway, I suppose, but we didn't get it done.
No, then, like, out when you go out, you
Silvertown,
and you just turn left there.
There's a sign there that says that.
There's a sign there.
You can't do it on Washington Street, I'll tell you now.
Yep. Right, we say highway right away, you have to have their permission to do. But
we put street signs up on Washington Street and state came through and took it down.
If it's already there, you're good, but you just replace it. You can't put any new signs in there, it'll rip them out. But if you replace existing signs, you'll be okay with it.
Well, I would just like to see you consider doing that.
We have, what I had that proposal today for 12 signs. Yeah. So, and I told Melissa to call her back with this change. She had Mayor Schonbeier on the actual sign, and I said those signs might not last me, and I hope they do. So I put it on a rung down here. Huh?
That's not very common.
Well, I'm hoping for quality signmanship there, Dave.
Oh, okay.
50 years.
Well, there you go.
You get 50 years out of those signs.
You'll bypass me, I'm sure. So.
Been a long time in Maryland.
Any further discussion on signage? I'm glad you brought that up. We're on the same. Yeah. Clerk Treasurer report.
I would like to ask council if they want me, the budget workshops that we've had, have we agreed on the following items: 35 cents per employee, police 57 cents, fire $1.39, street and park superintendent $2.02, street labor 50 cents. Cell phone increase, $180, mayor, clerk, treasurer, police chief, fire chief, street superintendent, animal control, street park, sorry, street clothing is increased with $300, and wastewater treatment, certification, first class, $300, second class, $600, and third class, $900. Is that what council want me to propose in the new salary ordinance for 2017?
Do you have any clarification questions for clerk treasurer?
That sounds right.
Sounds right.
The only thing that I, that you said is wastewater's already at 780. Everybody else is at 600 on the cell phone.
Yeah, correct.
So it's not increasing by $180. It's just making everybody $780.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
fine. Maybe I said that wrong. But it's wrote in the, it was just in the salary ordinance separate.
That's fine. I just want to make sure we're on the same page there.
Yes, we are. The $780. From 600 to 780.
So the wastewater people, which are class one, they get $300 more and class two, they get 600.
Yeah.
There's already a difference in their pay.
Oh, well, here.
That's for that. I can talk about that.
I do have a question. So if you're a class three, then you get the 900. You're not going to get for the, do you get for a one and a two and a three? Mo, we talked about this.
Well, as one or the other, you get.
What I want to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one gets 300 and two gets 600.
Every one of those classifications gets $300. So it's 1 year you go from class one to class three.
Right.
No, they get some, that's a one time deal. I don't think it's $900. They're just $900. That's just one time. Are we sort of saying this?
I'll propose the ordinance. We'll get ready for our first reading of it.
Sean, I mean, what, why are these, are we supposed to be looking at these or why are they in red?
I didn't produce this.
Okay, but on this one, this sheet that's laying on the table, are we supposed to be looking at these?
That's the one that I gave you two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where you got those?
Where I just gave it to you just to show you that the total of the cost with the cell phones in it, Missy. Do you see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are some in red?
The only ones that are in red are the ones that didn't get the 35 cents. It shows you, it says, I think down, if you'll go clear down, it says, it indicates, I don't know where my...
Yeah, those, the ones in red are the ones that are...
Okay, I see it now.
So I could see it. We figured it out.
Okay, it says it on there, man.
Yeah, that's mine.
See it? Okay. All right, is that, salaries in red receive more than 35 cents in wage increases. So just to note it, so.
But that's right, what you said was correct, was that?
Yep.
And the salaries.
And this off the top of your head, do you have any idea what the total?
Yes, right on there.
77,000.
It's 77,000. There you go.
That's an increase.
I see it. I want to get
it. It's an increase of
77,343.98. I have that on the one last week that we had too. Okay.
That includes PERF and Social Security?
No, that's just yes.
Okay.
I think you're right. Yep. That's the total increase. Yep. To the budget. Okay.
Okay.
Somehow, sometime, some way, how are you figuring out? I think you need a sign out there that says City Hall is here because people cannot find it.
Oh, I know. That's, I think that's been the case since they built the place. The sign out there broke. We turned it off because of it. And I think Angela has a quote for fixing it.
Yep.
And it seemed astronomical. It seemed like it would be a better idea just to take it out and put a fixed sign out there rather than a digital. I apologize. I did have somebody look at it, and they never got back to me, and it fell off my radar. But I'll have to move over. I'm going to get on this week.
Is anybody quite a question to do?
And then they come back and say, well, we can't increase the 77,000.
Yeah.
You divide that by 33 and 40.
My mayor's report. All seems very well in the city of Winchester. Moves are up. Tranquility is high. Spirits are jovial, and I'm ready for school to start, so maybe that it will give people something to focus on other than issues going on with the city solely.
That's a father of four little boys.
My wife tells me that when Our sixth row gets called the office. She goes down, it's dad that gets bumped off. Yeah, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. We are.
So when are you gonna get into the open?
I'm hoping tomorrow. But it'll be the first. They were credit her up there. I had to take busy and like hold him back. He was just gonna live these.
He wants to.
Right, right.